Concussions aren't just an issue with the professional level of contact sports like the National Football League. Concussions are also becoming more noticeable on the collegiate level and in high schools. The NFL may be leading the campaign to keeping players safe, but others are following suit. Bruce Fischbach is the head athletic trainer for the University of South Dakota. He says the real problem is how the game of football has changed over the years.
Football's changed. You know, it used to be defensively, you would tackle an individual. You would wrap them up, and you would take them to the ground. Now, instead of wrapping them up, the defenders are essentially launching their body at the offensive player, so they're leading with their head.
Fischbach says a lot of defensive players aren't taught the same fundamentals in their early football careers that they were years ago. He says the risk of concussions is too great, and more rules limiting illegal tackling need to be made. Fischbach says there are certain things to look for when trying to determine if a player may have a concussion.
Someone with a concussion, typically they might stay down a little bit longer. You know, they don't hop up quite as quick. When they do get up, they might be a little bit wobbly. Usually we're looking at them from our sideline or whatever, so you've got a little bit of a distance. We're always getting some information from teammates. You know, they'll help us out a little bit. You know, hey, you need to go check so-and-so. But yeah, you look for them to be unstable on their feet, and hopefully everybody's gotten up.
Fischbach says if a player is diagnosed with a concussion during a game, it's 100% certain that the player won't return to action on that day. He says an impact test may be given to determine when a player is healthy enough to return.
It's a computerized test that works with memory and visualization and gives us a score that tells us, you know, how their brain activity is working. You know, you do a baseline when everybody's healthy, they've got a score, and then we can compare how well they did from their baseline to their post-injury test, and, you know, you get feedback.
Fischbach sides with the initiatives taken by the National Football League in changing the game. He says the future of the league and the game of football are on the line, so rules need to be strictly enforced when dealing with concussions.
The game needs to change, because if we don't change the game might get eliminated. You know, we can't keep having people get hurt. We can't have all these head injuries that lead to all the problems later in life that the NFL, with their studies, are showing.
The high school level of sports is also experiencing more concussions being diagnosed. Shannon Kent is an athletic trainer at Sanford Sports Medicine in Sioux Falls who specializes in concussions. She says many of the symptoms of concussions are dizziness and nausea. Kent says there are some other symptoms she's seen over the years as well.
And then there's some cognitive symptoms that can go along and do go along with a lot of concussions. Things like feeling foggy, having problems concentrating, focusing, problems with memory, those type of things.
Kent says most of her patients are high school student athletes. She says one of her biggest concerns is seeing a student's academic struggle because of a head injury.
We see a lot of people that can go right back into school and have no issues, but we also see on the other end of the spectrum a lot of people that do have issues with academics, whether it be for a week after their concussion, months after their concussion. We've had kids in our clinic that even miss basically quote-unquote, miss full years of school because of their ongoing symptoms.
Concussions can vary from mild to extreme. Kent says she's seen concussions where a person has a headache for a few days, but then on the other extreme, she's heard of people dying due to the severity. She says the worst-case scenario of possible death needs to be eliminated, and sometimes being overprotective is the safest route.
If I can say one thing with a concussion is, you've probably heard it a million times, but if in doubt, set them out. You know, I'd rather have somebody be a little more conservative, get somebody checked out, and have it be nothing and get them back onto the field or the court than, have it be something where they don't get it checked out and then we're looking at worst-case scenario.
Both Shannon Kent and USD athletic trainer Bruce Fischbach support the attempts by the NFL to make football as safe as possible. Both say they plan to continue making sure concussed athletes are diagnosed and healed properly before they return to action. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nate Weck in Sioux Falls.